upon the engagement ring, the first fruits, by which you are sealed and held until the day when you see the Lord. We are then to enjoy this eternal salvation that is ours and not live in fear. One of the worst things that's being taught today is dominant kind of teaching in the charismatic movement that says essentially that Satan can come along and steal your salvation. So you have to stay alert and pray the demons and the devil away so he doesn't come and steal your salvation. How would you like to live under that kind of fear? That's not at all what God wants us to do. He wants us to enjoy the security that we have by being sure we are His. Now, why do people, and I want to talk about this, is a little bit like the Puritans used to teach, but I want to meander through something of the logic of this for a moment because I think it will help us. There are people who lack assurance. As I said last time, most people who lack assurance are Christians. It's very rare to meet a non-Christian struggling with a lack of assurance. When I find somebody struggling with the assurance of their salvation, it's inevitably a believer. And there are reasons why people struggle with assurance. I'm going to give you some of them tonight. Number one, some lack assurance because of being under strong preaching of God's holy standard. Some lack assurance because of being under strong preaching of God's holy standard. To put it another way, if you're in a church where the preaching is weak, where the law of God is not held up, where holiness is not exalted, where the standard for the gospel is not proclaimed, it's unlikely that you're going to have a battle with a lack of assurance. If you're in an environment where there's a minimalist kind of gospel and all you're told to do is pray a prayer, as we were talking about this morning, invite Jesus into your life, and nothing is ever questioned as to the depth and legitimacy of that faith, it's not likely that you're going to struggle with assurance the way someone might in an environment where the law of God is upheld, where the holiness of God is upheld, where the essence of true faith is proclaimed, where a call for genuine repentance is at the heart of all gospel invitations. It is under that strong kind of preaching that people struggle with assurance. Wherever demanding preaching and demanding teaching forces people to acknowledge a high and holy standard for the believer, it can lead to a lack of assurance in disobedient and sinning Christians. And I think it's fair to say the pulpit is rightly the creator.